Congressional Democrats are now demanding an investigation into that whistleblower report, which claims that women in an immigration detention center received hysterectomies without their consent. According to the whistleblower, five women at the Irwin County Detention Center had their uteruses removed by one doctor in Georgia last year. Our next guest says, for centuries, though, incarcerated or detained women in this country have been subject to these types of procedures without their consent. Dorothy Roberts is a professor of law and sociology at the University of Pennsylvania and author of Killing the Black Body, Race, Reproduction, and the Meaning of Liberty. And Dorothy, this is a procedure that can be medically necessary. And a lawyer that represents the women says she thinks this is poor oversight, not systemic sterilization. Why do you think this story is important?
Because I think it's important to put what an individual doctor does in historical and political context, the context of a long history of forced sterilizations against Black, Latina, Indigenous, immigrant women, people with disabilities, and a whole ideology of population control that the government should keep certain groups from procreating, which is embedded in lots of aspects of U.S. policy.
You know, given some of the history here, starting in the early 20th century, forced sterilizations weren't just legal. In many cases, they were actually encouraged.
Right. So during the eugenics era in the United States at the turn of the 20th century, it was official state policy upheld by the U.S. Supreme Court in the Buck v. Bell decision to sterilize people against their will, written into 32 state laws that deemed certain people innately inferior, and therefore it was supposed to benefit society to keep them from procreating. These ideas have been discredited now because actually the Nazi regime adopted them from the United States, and that was the basis for their eugenic sterilization laws and eventually the extermination of millions of people.
Another example of this is in the mid-20th century, approximately one-third of the female population in Puerto Rico was sterilized. What role did the U.S. government play there?
Well, the sterilization campaign in Puerto Rico was part of a U.S. federal policy to keep the population in Puerto Rico low. There are hundreds of thousands of Black, Puerto Rican, Mexican origin, and Indigenous women who've been sterilized under federally funded welfare programs. And doctors have used multiple ploys to force or coerce sterilization. Sometimes hysterectomies and tubal ligations are done without any consent at all or even knowledge of the procedure. But probably more often, women are tricked into signing consent forms, you know, by lying to them about some aspect of the procedure, like it's reversible. Or in the case of these hundreds of thousands of women sterilized in the 1960s and 70s, threatening them that they were going to be denied welfare benefits or health care.
This is recent history, too. California banned sterilizations in prison without consent in 2014. But that was after this campaign of sterilizing women in prison, which included hysterectomies very similar to the ones described in this complaint. Why in modern day, I know you're explaining about population control, but why a prison would sterilize a woman during these times?
Well, these ideas still circulate in the United States today. We can hear it in arguments against immigration that women are coming to the United States to have babies. It's part of welfare policy. There are many states that deny any increase in benefits to people who have babies after they're already receiving public assistance. That is deliberately and explicitly intended to deter them from having children. It's not surprising that you get a policy like there was in California to forcibly sterilize without adequate consent and without state approval incarcerated women who were disproportionately Black and brown women.
And we want to say that ICE says it will investigate this complaint. but that only two women have been referred for hysterectomies from Irwin since 2018. So there's definitely lots to follow here. That's Dorothy Roberts, professor of law and sociology at the University of Pennsylvania. Dorothy, thank you so much.
Oh, thank you so much for reporting on this.